By June of next year, we will have over 60 inclusion coordinators in place in nearly half of all our early childhood services across the county. So, I mean, that's a terrific success in itself, because these people will be specialists in their field and they'll be looking at, you know, in particular providing an inclusive preschool curriculum for children with disabilities and special needs. And we've been working quite hard here in Donegal Childcare to promote as much information on it as we can.
And there have been concerns that a lack of resources would mean that all the children eligible and in need of this service wouldn't be able to avail of it. Are you more positive now looking into the future, given the way things have panned out in the past number of months?
Yes, well, this programme itself is sufficiently resourced, to be honest with you. The problem is the transition between the old programme, which was the special needs assistance being funded through the HSE, and how that would transition into the new programme. That's where the hiccups happened this summer. We're hoping for a more positive route to that in 2017, and we're hoping that that will be less problematic. But overall, it's looking good in terms of the new Department of Children and Youth Affairs programme. Our target was to get about 40, and we thought that that target would be particularly high. We have about 145 services in the county at the moment, so we thought in year one, if we get 40 inclusion coordinators trained up, but we've actually got over 60 who are still participating in the programme, will graduate in June of next year, and that's a really positive start. So if we get the same figures for the 2017 intake, we'll have an inclusion coordinator in every service in the county by 2018.